explain well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
On Saturday morning this week, the fumigators are coming to my house because ek kan nie meer met die mure nie. Ek het nog nooit dit so in Johannesburg ervaar. Hulle is oral. En ek voel asof het net erger is hierdie jaar as gewoonlik.
I've been having a respectful battle with my ants. Because I keep closing down one avenue for them to come and find the cat's food. And then the next afternoon, they are got another spot, and another spot, and another spot. And I'm just like, jylle is baie slim vir goed wat nie breins het nie.
Hulle het eintlik regtig goeie breins. Ek gaan nou vir jou sê hoekom, maar hulle is ook vroeër vanjaar as ander jare. So hulle kom nou in die huise in, want hulle soek 'n bietjie vochtigheid. Nou hierso reën dit nog so baie, maar hulle kom in die huise in, want hulle soek hitte en vochtigheid. Maar ons het gaan hoor, hoe hou jy hulle uit jou huis uit, op 'n omgevingsvriendelike manier. En ons het gepraat met Eric Holm. Hy is 'n afgetrede professor in entomologie, soos iemand wat insekte bestudeer vir 'n lewe. En hier is wat hy sê wat 'n mens kan doen by jou huis.
If you have fine powder, like baby powder, or talcum powder, which the athletes put on their hands, ants can't breathe in it. It goes into their little breathing tubes and blocks them. They hate that stuff. They avoid it. They can't walk over it.
So there you go. There's a nice environmentally friendly solution. Some baby powder, some talcum powder is better. Not enough to put poison down all over the floor.
Ja, dit is 'n wonderlike idee. En ek gaan sommer nou my baby powder van my driekamp, gaan ek nou daar in my huis.
A little sprinkle.
Sprinkle, en hopelijk gaan dit help.
Laat
weet
ons hoe dit gegaan het. Ja, okay.
Because the thing is, I mean, ants follow, you know, trails of smell. Effectively, that's why they walk in those long lines.
So yeah.
If you break the trail of smell somewhere, then they will go away for a while and reorient themselves and find another one to get to where they want to go.
Yeah.
But if you can just keep breaking those little trails, and I'll be honest, I don't like putting traps down. I don't like spraying poison around my house.
Exactly. And you also don't have to do it necessarily outside of your house, because they're a good pest control for plants like aphids and those things.
Mm.
But then also, ants also sort each other out. And this is why I'm saying that they are clever, right? So if there are two ant colonies of the same species, they actually declare war on each other. So they sort each other out. Listen to this.
Nests of the same species, when they get overpopulated, make an arena and they fight each other. The soldiers that win takes over the other nest, robs it, kills all the larvae and eats them, and very organized. The soldiers fight. The workers just carry away the the spoils of war, you know.
So they build an arena and then they have it out while the oaks who are grafting just go to work.
Ant gladiators.
Literally. Are you not entertained?
Also, please can we have this gentleman back on? I love how happy and passionate he is to talk about the ants.
It really is a pleasure. There's so much more. Maybe we can speak about it again when the ants come again in wave number 2 and 3, because there are more coming.
So there you go. Don't put the poison down in the house if you have an ant problem, like every single one of us in the studio does at the moment. Baby powder or talcum powder is the way to go.
It's The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.